Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Robotics and Physical AI Roundup for 15 May 2026. Six stories today, led by a thesis. Prompt-based generative models won't reliably run the factory floor. The next wave has to be physics-grounded, intent-driven, and built for the messiness of real production.
On that first point, prompt-based systems gloss over dynamics. Factories need models that reason about contact, friction, failure modes, and operator intent. Engineers and ops demand predictable, testable behavior you can certify and troubleshoot.
Gray Orange rolled out Gray Matter Foundry, a warehouse simulator aimed at operators, engineers, and investors to model mixed fleets, estimate costs, and predict throughput before you touch the concrete. It's powerful if the input data matches reality.
And that's the rub. Sims give false confidence when maps, sensor calibrations, or historic traffic patterns are stale. Effective use means continuous sync with on-site telemetry and workflows to refresh assumptions and edge case scenarios.
AI2's MoLMO Act 2 is the big open model move this week. 3D action reasoning and bimanual support out of the box. That makes it materially more useful for real-world manipulation research and attractive to integrators prototyping complex tasks.
But open models don't eliminate the grunt work. Sim-to-real transfer, controller timing, safety validation, and integration with existing PLCs and cameras remain the heavy lift. The model speeds ideas, deployment still does the work.
IEEE pushing networked robot learning into deployment conversations is notable. Collective learning across fleets can accelerate capability rollouts, but only if model updates and training signals survive varied hardware and operational constraints.
Surviving production means the surrounding stack, edge compute capacity, secure update channels, latency budgets, fallbacks, and observability. A novel learning algorithm without that infrastructure is academically neat and operationally brittle.
PAL Robotics' new 7-degree of freedom arm pairs ROS2/ROS control, a 1 kHz control loop, and series elastic actuators in an under 10 kg package with a 3 kg payload. It's an attempt to deliver a lighter, faster arm stack that actually fits deployment needs.
Specs are useful, but integration is the real test. What matters on the floor is tool changers, safety modes, maintainability, spare part logistics, and how the arm plugs into MES, conveyors, and human workflows, not just peak torque numbers.
Data sovereignty is increasingly a deployment constraint. Enterprises moving beyond pilots want control of sensor streams, telemetry, and model weights to protect IP, guarantee uptime, and meet regulatory obligations, especially in multi-site operations.
That reshapes procurement. Expect on-prem inference options, private model registries, stricter SLAs, and contractual obligations for model updates and provenance. Vendors ignoring sovereignty risk losing production contracts.
A through line across these stories is practical risk reduction. Operators, engineers, and investors are asking for measurable ROI, uptime guarantees, and playbooks for repeatable deployments, not just capability demos.
There's also a growing tension. Open research models accelerate capability, but enterprises demand hardened stacks, governance, and verifiable provenance. Bridging that gap is where vendors will win or lose real deployments.
Gray Orange's sim work and IEEE's networked learning ideas could complement each other. Accurate pre-deploy modeling plus continuous fleet learning. But that combo only scales if telemetry standards, synchronization, and data quality are enforced.
If you're tracking maturation, look for pilots that become sustained ops. Platforms exposing clear maintenance APIs, and vendors offering model rollback and provenance. Those operational markers matter far more than flashy demos.
Synthesis. The decisive advantage won't be any single model or arm. It's the operational infrastructure. Reliable data pipelines, resilient edge compute, update governance, and human processes that keep systems safe and predictable.
That's it from us. I'm Sadal Tager, and Gakrux joined me. Check the links for the deep dives, and we'll be back with the next roundup.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.